Good afternoon, dear listeners. You are tuned into Love to Love with me, Chandu Vijay, on a warm, sunny Thursday afternoon as we come to you live from the studios of Radio Sai right here in the spiritual capital of the universe. Join me today as we go back in time and relive the awesome days of Mahashivratri as it is celebrated here in Prashanti Nilayam. And as we prepare for the blessed celebrations tomorrow, let us also listen to some enchanting stories and some energetic bhajans celebrating the Lord of Auspiciousness.
Thank you.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Mahashivaratri, the night of the worship of Lord Shiva, occurs on the 14th night of the new moon during the dark half of the month of Falguna. It falls on a moonless night when Hindus offer special prayer to the Lord of Destruction in the Trinity, Lord Mahadev. So Shivaratri is the night when he is said to have performed the Tandava Nritya, or the dance of primordial creation, preservation and destruction. So how should we celebrate Shivaratri? Well, we will let our Lord answer that question for us, shall we? In a discourse given during Mahashivaratri of 1999, Swami said, and I quote, "You will be immensely benefited if you keep awake and sing the glory of God at least on this night. The moon is the presiding deity of the mind. The moon has 16 kalas or faces. On Mahashivaratri, 15 kalas merge in God and only one remains. By constant remembrance of God, the 16th face also merges in God. Can you not spend a single night in the whole year singing the glory of God? Sanctify this night by participating in prayer." And Swami continues to say, "Merely observing vigil on Shivaratri is not sufficient. You have to contemplate on God incessantly." Many people claim that they have observed vigil on Shivaratri by playing cards. The fishermen, they go on watching intently to trap the fish in the net. Can this be termed meditation? If one abstains from food on account of quarrel with one's wife, can it be called fasting? No. Similarly, observance of sacred vigil on Shivaratri night is not achieved by playing cards the whole night. Swami says, you should spend this night chanting the name of God, using time in doing good deeds.
Jaya Kailash Pate Shiva Shankar,
Jaya Kailash Pate Shiva Shankar,
Samba Sada Shiva Shambho,
Samba Sada Shiva Shambho,
Samba Sada Shiva Shambho,
Samba Sada Shiva Shambho.
Harjeeshwar Sai Shiva Shambho,
Harjeeshwar Sai Shiva Shambho,
Harjeeshwar Sai Shiva Shambho,
Harjeeshwar Sai Shiva Shambho.
Shaileshwar Karunamay Shankar,
Shaileshwar Karunamay Shankar,
Shaileshwar Karunamay Shankar,
Shaileshwar Karunamay Shankar,
Lingodbhav Kar Shiva Shambho, Shiva Shambho, Trishula Jata Dhara Ganga Dhari,
Trishula Jata Dhara Ganga
త్రిశూల జటాధర గంగాధారి
త్రిశూల జటాధర గంగాధారి
హల హల ధర శంభో హలాధర శంభో సాంబ సదా శివ శంభో
సాంబ సదా శివ శంభో
సాంబ సదా శివ శంభో ఈశ్వర సాయి శివ శంభో
ఈశ్వర సాయి శివ శంభో
ఈశ్వర సాయి శివ శంభో
ఈశ్వర సాయి శివ శంభో
కైలాశపతి శివ శంకర సాంబ సదా శివ శంభో
సాంబ సదా శివ శంభో
ఈశ్వర సాయి శివ శంభో
ఈశ్వర సాయి శివ శంభో
శైలేశ్వర కరుణామయ శంకర
శైలేశ్వర కరుణామయ శంకర
లింగోద్భవ కర శివ శంభో
లింగోద్భవ కర శివ శంభో
త్రిశూల జటాధర గంగాధారి
త్రిశూల జటాధర
హలాధర శంభో సాంబ సదా శివ శంభో
సాంబ సదా శివ శంభో
ఈశ్వర సాయి శివ శంభో
ఈశ్వర సాయి శివ శంభో
ఈశ్వర సాయి శివ శంభో
ఈశ్వర సాయి శివ శంభో
జయ కైలాశపతి శివ శంకర
శైలగిరీశ్వర ఉమామహేశ్వర శైలగిరీశ్వర ఉమామహేశ్వర కాశీ విశ్వేశ్వర సదాశివా కాశీ విశ్వేశ్వర సదాశివా సదాశివా काशी विश्वेश्वर सदा शिवा सदा शिवा सदा शिवा सदा शिवा शंभो सदा शिवा सदा शिवा शंभो सदा शिवा शैलगिरीश्वर उमामहेश्वर.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to the Shivratri special of Love to Love, where we'll be listening to some enchanting stories and some energetic bhajans on Lord Shiva. Now, among the great devotees of Lord Shiva, the one that is embedded deep in the heart of many Indians, especially from the south, is the story of Kannappa. The inspiration derived from this story is tremendous, so I think it is really worth reliving, not just during Shivratri time, but at any time of the year. However, with Mahashivratri arriving upon us, I think it would indeed be a blessed experience to examine this story and its message. So like most of the legends that we hear to, there are many versions to this story too. But however, the spirit of love and devotion to the Lord is common across all versions. So our hero of this story is a young tribal hunter lad named Kannappa, who lived in this hill surrounding the now famous Sri Kalahasti Shiva temple in the state of Andhra Pradesh. So as a teenager, Kannappa was a rebellious child. He questioned the reason behind animal sacrifices done to propitiate the goddess. His reasoning was simple. He felt that killing for the sake of satiating the stomach was understandable and is prevalent in nature, but killing for the sake of propitiating an unseen goddess was unacceptable. So he advocated the killing of animal tendencies instead. And in a tribe, when you question the practices in such a bold way, obviously you get thrown outside the tribe. And so finally he began to live separately with a small band of his followers who believed in his message and who were inspired by his thinking. So one day, while on his daily hunt, Kannappa came across a temple of Lord Shiva. And entering the temple, he experienced a strange peace and tranquility. A serene bliss emanated from within him, and it radiated throughout his being as he stood there with his eyes transfixed on the Shiva Lingam. And from that day onwards, Kannappa became a regular visitor at the temple. Lord Shiva, in the form of that lingam, became his companion and confidante. Every night, once he finished his hunt, he would arrive at the temple and offer Lord Shiva a part of the spoils. And what would that be? Obviously, it is meat. So thus, he would place meat in the holy sanctum sanctorum. So what do you think happens next? Stay tuned and we will continue this story after a short musical break.
हर हर गंगे हर हर गंगे हर हर गंगे हर हर गंगे हे नट राजा हे शिव राजा हर 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 गंगे राजा हे शिव राजा हर 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 गंगे हर हर गंगे हर हर गंगे पतिपुरीश्वर जय गंगाधर हर हर ಶಿವ ಶಂಕರ ಶಿವ ಶಂಕರ ಶಂಕರ ಸಾಯಿ
ಶಂಕರ
ಶಿವ ಶಂಕರ ಶಿವ ಶಂಕರ ಶಂಕರ ಸಾಯಿ
ಶಂಕರ
ಶಿವ ಶಂಕರ ಶಿವ ಶಂಕರ ಶಂಕರ ಸಾಯಿ
ಶಂಕರ ಶಿವ ಶಂಕರ ಶಂಕರ ಸಾಯಿ
ಹರ ಹರ ಗಂಗೆ ಹರ ಹರ ಗಂಗೆ ಹೇ ನಟರಾಜ ಹೇ ಶಿವರಾಜ ಹರ 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 ಗಂಗೆ ಹರ ಹರ ಗಂಗೆ ಹರ ಹರ ಗಂಗೆ ಪರ್ತಿಪುರೀಶ್ವರ ಜಯ ಗಂಗಾಧರ ಹರ 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 ಗಂಗೆ ಶಿವ ಶಂಕರ ಶಿವ ಶಂಕರ ಶಂಕರ ಸಾಯಿ ಶಂಕರ ಶಿವ ಶಂಕರ ಶಿವ ಶಂಕರ ಶಂಕರ ಸಾಯಿ ಶಂಕರ ಶಿವ ಶಂಕರ ಶಿವ ಶಂಕರ ಶಂಕರ ಸಾಯಿ ಹರ ಹರ ಗಂಗೆ ಹರ ಹರ ಗಂಗೆ
Welcome back, dear listeners. So we were talking about the story of Kannappa and his newly found divine love for Lord Shiva, and how each night after finishing his hunt, he would arrive at the temple and offer Lord Shiva some of the meat that he had obtained during his hunt. So what happened is next day, when the temple priest came for his morning puja, he was so angry to see meat at the sanctum sanctorum. There was meat, there was blood, there was wine. So he started cursing this sinner who was indulging in such activity. And then he cleaned up the temple and then he went to the river to take a bath again. And then he brought fresh flowers and fruits. And then he did his morning puja as usual. Same day evening, Kannappa returned to the temple and began his worship. Kannappa also wanted to do Abhishekam to the Lingam, but he had no means to carry the water. So what he would do is, he would go to the nearby river, carry the water in his mouth, come back to the temple, pour that water onto the Lingam, and then he would make his offerings of meat, blood and wine. So this went on for several days and night. That is Kannappa doing this, his special kind of puja in the evening, and the priest getting very angry in the morning and cleaning it up and then doing his style puja in the morning. So meanwhile in Mount Kailash, Goddess Parvati asks Lord Shiva, "Is Lord, during the day you are worshipped by this priest and at night you are worshipped by this hunter. Now who is more dearer to you? Who is the one who loves you more?" So this question brought a smile on Lord Shiva's countenance and he replied, "Well, you can see it for yourself, Devi." And that's when Lord Shiva decided to put a test to prove to Goddess Parvati who loves Lord Shiva more. So one morning, as the priest went about his sincere worship of the Lingam, and he, after throwing curses onto the perpetrator for dirtying the place, something amazing happened. That is, a Shivalingam sprouted eyes and they opened. And seeing this, obviously the priest was thrilled beyond imagination. And that's when something horrifying happened. That is, the left eye of the Lingam, it began to bleed. Starting as a trickle, and then the blood just began to flow from the eye. And the priest was horrified. All his joy evaporated in a second. And the priest was convinced that this was an ill omen and he was very scared and he was convinced that this was happening because of the puja that was being done by Kannappa in the evening with meat and blood. So he immediately ran out of the temple away from the forest, never to step into the temple again. And at nightfall, Kannappa came into the temple and the same sequence of event followed. That is, the lingam sprouted eyes and it started to bleed. But Kannappa was overcome with severe pains of empathy. He said, "Lord, you are so alone here. Who will nurse you? Let me stay with you and nurse you back to health." So saying so, he went into the forest and he fetched some medicinal herbs to apply to the bleeding eye of the Shivalingam. But unfortunately, all his efforts were no avail as the bleeding continued, regardless of whatever he did. In what would be considered as the great bravery, supreme devotion, and a primitive transplant surgery, if you can call it, Kannappa plugged his one eye using one of his arrows and placed it in the spot of the bleeding eye of the Shivalingam. And this stopped the bleeding of the eye of the Shivalingam, and Kannappa was very happy. But his joy was short-lived as the second eye now began to bleed. Now this suddenly complicated the matters for Kannappa. Well, it was not that he was hesitant to give up his second eye. It was because he thought if he were to pluck out his second eye, he would become blind. And how would he know the exact spot where he will have to place the second eye on the lingam? So what did he do? He placed his big toe on the bleeding eye as a marker to identify the spot. And he was about to plunge the arrow into the second eye. That's when Lord Shiva appeared in front of him and stopped him from blinding himself. So needless to say, Kannappa was healed totally in body, mind and spirit. And from that day onwards, he has been worshipped as a saint.
Thank you. నటరాజ నమో నందివాహనా నటరాజ నమో పాలలోచనా శివరాజ నమో పాలలోచనా శివరాజ నమో నందివాహనా నటరాజ నమో పరమైష జగదీష నమో పరమైష జగదీష నమో శివశక్తి పరతీష నమో శివశక్తి పరతీష నమో భోలే బాబా సాయిష నమో భోలే బాబా సాయిష నమో భోలే బాబా సాయిష నమో నందివాహనా నటరాజ నమో పాలలోచనా శివరాజ నమో నందివాహనా నటరాజ నమో పరమైష జగదీష నమో శివశక్తి పరతీష నమో భోలే బాబా సాయిష నమో భోలే బాబా సాయిష నమో నందివాహనా నటరాజ నమో
Welcome back, dear listeners. So we just heard to that beautiful story of supreme devotion of Kannappa to Lord Shiva. And now let's talk about Shivaratri in Prashanti Nilayam. So in the 60s and the 70s, Mahashivaratri would draw unbelievably huge crowds because of the incredible Vibhuti Abhishekam that Swami performed and the Lingodbhavam that followed. So let's revisit the Abhishekam days. And here are two accounts of the Abhishekam, one by Professor Kasturi, who was privileged to participate in it, and another by Mr. Howard Moffat, the famous Australian devotee who had written the book Sai Baba, the Man of Miracles, which brought so many people to Swami. So in Satyam Shivam Sundaram, Volume 1, Professor Kasturi narrates the following. He says, Baba sometimes performs Abhishekam or ceremonial bath for the silver figure of his previous body, that is the idol of Shirdi Baba. that is kept in the mandir. A small wooden pot, artistically carved and painted, is filled with vibhuti for this purpose. Baba holds this pot upside down over the idol, puts his hand inside the pot and twirls it, so as to make the vibhuti flow evenly. Now miraculously, the pot does not get emptied. The flow continues as long as his hand is inside, and long after the original quantity has been exhausted. Now the twirling process brings down fresh showers of vibhuti from the pot. When Baba withdraws his hand to switch over to the other one, the flow momentarily stops. But once the other hand is inserted, the flow resumes. And this goes on till huge quantities of vibhuti have been poured on the idol, and a pile of vibhuti has mounted to unexpected heights. Now, Mr. Howard Murfitt, in his book Sai Baba, the Man of Miracles, penned down the following thoughts on Vibhuti Abhishekam. He says, on the stage is a large silver statue of Shirdi Baba in his characteristic sitting posture. Mr. Kasturi takes up a small wooden urn about a foot in height and filled with vibhuti. This he holds above the head of the silver statue and lets ash pour over the figure until the urn is empty. He shakes it well to make sure the last grains have fallen out, then continues to hold it above the statue with its open top downwards. Now, Sai Baba thrusts his hand as far as the elbow into the vessel and makes a churning motion with his arm as women did while making butter in olden days. And immediately the ash begins to flow again from the vessel and continues to do so in a copious stream until he takes his arm out. Then the ash flow stops. Next, he puts his other arm in the and twirls that around. The ash streams out over the statue again. This process goes on. Baba using alternate arms, ash pouring from the empty vessel while his hand is in it, and stopping immediately as he takes it out. So finally, Shirdi Sai is buried in a great mound of ash, much more than the vessel could possibly have held. Now the urn is placed on the ground. The miraculous ceremonial ash bath is over. So that was two beautiful descriptions of the Vibhuti Abhishekam that used to happen in the 60s and 70s by Professor Kasturi and Mr. Howard Murfitt. So with that, dear listeners, let's take a small musical break.
Hey Vishwanath, हे गौरीनाथ हे साईनाथ भगवान
हे विश्वनाथ हे गौरीनाथ हे साईनाथ भगवान
हे विश्वनाथ हे गौरीनाथ हे साईनाथ भगवान
हे विश्वनाथ हे गौरीनाथ हे साईनाथ भगवान
दया करो Yeah. दयाला साई घनश्यामा दीन दयाला साई घनश्यामा पतित पावना
listeners. So if you thought that the Vibhuti Abhishekam was a stunning experience, the opportunity to witness the Lingodbhavam was an even greater sublime blessing. Now since 1950, Shivaratri has been celebrated in Puttaparthi, and each year since the declaration of the manifestation, Lingams have materialized in Swami's body. Swami has said that he often finds it difficult to postpone or prevent the formation of lingams within him. Bringing out the lingam is quite a painful affair, as Professor Kasturi describes once again in Satyam Shivam Sundaram. He says, Baba gives darshan during the evening and then begins his discourse. In between, there are spasmodic struggles in the stomach. He continues with the discourse until the region of the struggle changes to the upper part of the chest and the neck. He seems to be undergoing some kind of a physical tension, and suddenly, to the joyous wonder of all, lingams fall from his mouth. The lingams that emanate on successive Shivaratris differ in number, size and composition. Now, once again, over to Mr. Howard Moffat for his description of what he saw. So again, this is from his diary entries shared in his book, Sai Baba, Man of Miracles. He says, "But the big climax of the day was yet to come, and many people talked to me about it. They told me that every year, one or more Shiva lingams have materialized in Baba's body at this sacred period. He ejects the lingam through his mouth for all to observe. They are always hard, being made of crystal clear or colored stone, and sometimes of metals like gold or silver. Are you sure he does not pop them in his mouth just before he goes on stage and then ejects them again at the right moment?" I asked. My hearers looked at me with amusement and pity. One of them said, "He talks and sings for a long time before the lingam comes out, and it is always much too big to hold in the mouth while speaking. Last year it was so large that he had to use his fingers to pull it out of through his lips, and it stretched them so much that the sides of the mouth bled." Another one added, "There were 9 one year. Each was about 1.5 inches in height. Imagine holding all those in your mouth while you talked for an hour." So well, dear listeners, that was description of the Lingodhavam by Kasturi and Howard Moffat from the 60s and 70s. So after listening to the descriptions, let us now listen to what Professor G. Venkatraman, who needs no introduction to all Radio Sai listeners, have to say on the significance of the event of Lingodhavam.
I would now like to digress and reflect for some moments on the significance of Lingodbhavam itself. People come from far and wide to witness the extraordinarily divine event and feel thrilled by it. That's understandable, but what exactly does that Lingodbhavam signify? That is what I would now like to dwell upon. Briefly, when Swami brings out a lingam from within, he is reminding us, among many other things, that behind creation there is a creator. If there is a painting, then there must have been a painter who painted the picture. If there is a child, then there must have been a mother who gave birth to that child. Everyone accepts these facts without any dispute whatsoever, including the so-called rationalists and atheists. But when it comes to the universe itself, say God created it and see how many feathers you ruffle. It's not just that some people feel offended by the reference to God. The more important point is that their vehement denial of God has done much harm to society. What we call good thoughts, good acts, etc. spring basically from God. Goodness is the representation of divinity at the human level. Swami as Krishna, as Shirdi Baba, and in his present incarnation has made very clear that goodness springs from godliness. Where there is love, there is God. Without God, there simply cannot be any love, and without pure love, there just cannot be any sacrifice, and without sacrifice, there cannot be any goodness. A very large number of people are good by nature, and silently they do a lot of good to society. Without the sacrifice of these people, without the compassion shown by these people, without the selfless service done by these people, without the sense of duty exhibited by these people, society would come to a grinding halt. All these virtues are the manifestation of divinity within a human being. So, the first point about Lingodbhavam is that it is a powerful reminder to us of the basic fact that behind creation there is a creator, and that creator is God. These days there is a lot of talk about the DNA test and so on. Where heredity is concerned, everyone knows that a child must have the genes of the mother and the father. In the same way, if every atom in the universe has come from God, should not every atom and all things built from atoms have divine genes, if I may say so? This exactly is what Swami often tells us. He says, everything in the universe is divine, and there is nothing other than God. Swami has said this to us not once, not twice, but any number of times. And yet, why do we fail to take notice of it? Because we are so obsessed with the outer form of everything in the universe. This is all the result of a terrible disease called body consciousness. In its most virulent form, this disease makes everyone see just the outside, but not what is hidden within. Let me give a few examples, starting with the sun. Today, thanks to our knowledge of science, we say the sun is but a gas cloud that is burning. Deep inside, it burns elements like hydrogen via thermonuclear reactions. And the energy produced in these reactions is what comes out to us as solar radiation. Yes, all this is true, of course. But how come all this is happening? The modern scientists would just shrug and say, oh, that, it's all nature. This kind of reaction may not be harmful, but then one thing leads to another, and it's really dangerous to ignore the omnipresence of God. Let's take violence. If people saw God in others, would anyone raise a sword to strike another person? Remember those famous stories about animals and Shirdi Baba? How Baba taught one woman that he came as a dog and she rained blows on him? And how he told another woman that he came as a pig and she fed him most kindly? Yes, as the Vedas proclaim, God is in everything from the atom to the galaxies. And as Swami often reminds us by quoting a powerful line from one of Saint Tyagaraja's song, God is in the ant and in the cosmos as well. What I am driving at is that Lingodbhavam is not a spectacle. But most unfortunately, that is what most of us tend to reduce it to, by clamoring more for the photos and videos of that event, rather than pondering about the deeper implications and the message that Swami is sending to us. Let's take a minute off to reflect on why Swami undergoes so much suffering to bring out the lingam. Is it merely to thrill us? Is it merely for showing the lingam to everybody by going round? Indeed, why does he, after going through so much physical pain, take the extra trouble to go round, holding up the newly created, brilliantly shining lingam for all of us to see? The suffering of the divine body that we saw this year was something quite unusual and exceptional. In fact, Swami mentioned to a few devotees even on the previous day that he was beginning to experience pain inside. So, it was not just the painful struggle we witnessed on Monday morning. Unknown to the world, the birth pangs of creation, if I might call it that, had commenced 24 hours earlier. We all say that Swami brought out a golden lingam. Yes, that is true. But for a moment, just reflect on this fact. Can anyone have so much gold inside? The answer is no. Then, where from does the gold needed to form the lingam inside Swami come? It comes from the five elements that form Swami's body as well as ours. In our bodies, those five elements cannot specially combine to form gold. However, they do inside Swami's body, as the result of divine Leela. Next, the gold that forms inside Swami's body must aggregate, become liquid, and acquire the shape of a lingam, after that solidified, and only then can it emerge. It's all very much like a baby growing in the womb starting from a single cell. I am sure you are aware that gold is a solid at room temperature. If it has to exist as a liquid, and this is what happens at start during the Lingodbhavam, then it must be at a very high temperature, something like 600 degrees. Now at that temperature, the stomach of ordinary mortals would simply burn away and turn into ashes. But such is the control exercised by the divine that the inner organs of the avatar do not get destroyed, though they experience excruciating pain and burning sensation perhaps. By the way, it is to counter this enormous burning sensation within that Swami drank so much water. That's what I think. Frankly, I've never seen anyone consume so much water. But then, there was a reason for it in this case. In short, I personally believe that through the Lingodbhavam, Swami is sending us many subtle signals.
Mm-hmm. అరుణాచల శివ అరుణాచల శివ అరుణాచల శివ అరుణ శివ
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 అక్షయలింగ ఆత్మలింగ
అక్షయలింగ ఆత్మలింగ
అక్షయలింగ ఆత్మలింగ
అక్షయలింగ ఆత్మలింగ
తేజోమయ విగ్రహలింగ సుఖదాయక ఈశా ఇహ పర సుఖదాయక
ఇహ పర సుఖదాయక ఈశా ఇహ పర సుఖదాయక
ఇహ పర సుఖదాయక ఈశా ఇహ పర సుఖదాయక
ఇహ పర సుఖదాయక సాయి ఇహ పర సుఖదాయక
అరుణాచల శివ అరుణాచల శివ అరుణాచల శివ అరుణ శివ
అరుణాచల శివ అరుణాచల శివ అరుణాచల శివ అరుణ శివ
అక్షయలింగ ఆత్మలింగ
అక్షయలింగ ఆత్మలింగ
తేజోమయ విగ్రహలింగ
తేజోమయ విగ్రహలింగ
సుఖదాయక ఈశా ఇహ పర సుఖదాయక
ఇహ పర సుఖదాయక ఈశా ఇహ పర సుఖదాయక
ఇహ పర సుఖదాయక సాయి ఇహ పర సుఖదాయక
ఇహ పర సుఖదాయక సాయి ఇహ పర సుఖదాయక
ఓం నమ శివాయ శివాయ నమో
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 శివాయ శివాయ నమో
నమ 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 శివాయ శివాయ
Welcome back, dear listeners. During a divine discourse given on Mahashivaratri Day in 1969, Swami explains what the lingam symbolizes. Swami says, this is a day dedicated to the Shiva that is in each of you. From the Himalayan ranges down to Cape Kanyakumari, the entire land is resounding today to the authentic declaration, Shivoham, and to the adoration, Om Namah Shivaya. Since thousands pray here and elsewhere in lakhs and crores, the linga is emanating from me so that you may derive the bliss that pervades the world through Lingodhava. The manifestation of the linga is a part of my nature. These pandits explain it as reminiscent of an epochal event in the past when Lord Shiva challenged Brahma and Vishnu to gauge the height and depth of the linga form he assumed. They failed and had to accept defeat. But the linga emerges as a result of prayer and grace. You have to recognize in this event a glimpse of divinity, a sign of infinite grace. Swami then says, just as Om is the sound symbol of God, the lingam is the form symbol or the visible symbol of God, the most meaningful, the simplest, and the least endowed with appendages of attributes. At last, all forms merge in the formless. Shiva is the principle of the destruction of all names and forms, of all entities and individuals. So the linga is the simplest sign of emergence and mergence. Shiva is described as having three eyes, which see the past, the present, and the future. The elephant skin which forms his cloak is a symbol of the bestial primitive traits which his grace destroys. In fact, he tears them into pieces, skins them, and they have become totally ineffective. His four faces symbolize Shantam or equanimity, Raudram terror, Mangalam grace, and Utsaham elevating energy. So while adoring the lingam on this Lingodhavam day, you must contemplate on these truths of Shiva that the lingam represents.
Shivaya Namo Om. Shivaya, Shivaya, Nama Om. Om Namah Shivaya, Shivaya, Nama Om.
Shiva, 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 Shi
Welcome back, dear listeners. The time in the studios is 3:19 p.m. and we are nearing the end of this segment of Love to Love, and it is only right to end this week's segment on Shivaratri with some words from Swami himself on this auspicious celebration. So taken from his divine discourse delivered on February 15th, 1999 for the occasion of Mahashivaratri, here is an excerpt in his own voice for your listening pleasure. And till we meet next week, stay happy, stay healthy, and have a pleasant evening. At 3:30 p.m., we will have Brother Sai Prasad with the live Telugu segment, Sri Satya Sai Divya Sandesh Jhari. So this is Chandu Vijay signing off with a prayer. May all the beings in all the worlds be happy, happy, and happy. And over to Swami.
Embodiments of love. Today is sacred day.
శివరాత్రి యొక్క తత్వమని
ఇస్ నేచర్ శివరాత్రి
శివుడు ఈ జగత్తునంతా ఉద్ధారం చేసే సమయం లోపల
శివ యాజ్ హి వాస్ ఎమాన్సిపేటింగ్ దిస్ వరల్డ్
ఆలాహలమును మింగటం చేతనే
యాజ్ హి స్వాలోడ్ పాయిజన్
అతని తన్మయత్వం అంతా కూడా నిర్మూలమైపోయిందని
దట్ హి హాస్ ఫర్గాటన్ హిస్ సెల్ఫ్
తాను పడిపోయినాడని
దట్ హి ఫెల్ డౌన్
అట్టు పడిపోయినప్పుడు ఆ వేడంతా కూడా ప్రపంచానికి ఎక్కిందని
ఆల్ దట్ హీట్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ హాస్ గాన్ టు ది ఎంటైర్
వరల్డ్ చల్లార్చే నిమిత్తమే హిమాచల పర్వతాన్ని సృష్టించాడని
టు కూల్ ఇట్ టు పాసిఫై ది హిమాచల్ వాస్
ఆ హిమాలయ పర్వతం అంతా కూడా తన కడుపైన పెట్టుకున్నాడని
అండ్ దట్ హి కెప్ట్ దట్ మౌంటైన్ హిమాచల్ ఆన్ హిస్ స్టమక్
హిమాచలం వల్ల కడుపంతా చల్లబడిందని
బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దట్ ఐస్ దట్ హోల్ హీట్ కుడ్ బి పాసిఫైడ్
శివుడు లేచాడని
దెన్ శివ గాట్ అప్
దీనిని శివరాత్రి అని చరిత్రలో చెప్తూ వచ్చాను
అండ్ హిస్టరీ సేస్ దిస్ ఇస్ శివరాత్రి
కాదు కాదు ఇవన్నీ ప్రాకృతమైనటువంటి చరిత్రలు
దట్స్ ఓన్లీ వరల్డ్ ఇంటర్ప్రిటేషన్
ఇది లౌకికమైన చరిత్రలు
ఇట్స్ వరల్డ్ హిస్టరీ
ఇది కేవలము ఒక దుశ్యకల్పితమైన చరిత్రలు
ఇస్ ద వన్ ఆఫ్ మ్యాన్స్ మేకింగ్ ఇమాజినేషన్
హిమాలయం అంత తన ఎందే ఉంటుంది అది
హిమాలయస్ మౌంటైన్స్ ఆర్ విద్ ఇన్ యూ
తనకంటే మించినటువంటిది లేదు
దేర్ నథింగ్ బియాండ్ యూ
సర్వము ప్రపంచమంతా తన ఎందే ఉంటుంది అది
ద హోల్ వరల్డ్ ఇస్ విత్ ఇన్ యూ
అలాంటి పరమాత్మకు ఇంకొకటి సృష్టించడము మరణించడం అనేటువంటిది ఉండదు
ఫర్ సచ్ గాడ్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో బర్త్ నో
దేహములో మార్పులు చెందవచ్చును
దేర్ ఆర్ చేంజెస్ ఇన్ ద బాడీ
కానీ గుణములు మాత్రం ఎప్పుడు ఒక్కటే
ద క్వాలిటీ రిమైన్స్ ద సేమ్
ఎక్కడికి పోయినప్పటికీ ప్రేమ ప్రేమగానే ఉంటుంటాది
వేర్ ఎవర్ హీ ఇస్ ఇట్స్ లవ్ చక్కెర
తీసుకుని పోయి నీవు నీళ్ళలో వేసి అది పానకంగా అవుతుంది
టేక్ షుగర్ అండ్ మిక్స్ ఇట్ ఇన్ వాటర్
ఆ చక్కెర తీసుకుని కాఫీలో వేసి అది తీయగానే ఉంటుంటాది
షుగర్ మిక్స్ విత్ కాఫీ
ఆ చక్కెర తీసుకుని టీలో వేయి తీయగానే ఉంటుంది
ఈవెన్ మిక్స్ ఇన్ టీ
ఆ చక్కెర తీసుకుని పాయసంలో వేయి తీయగానే ఉంటుంటాయి
రైస్ పుడింగ్ ఇట్ కంటిన్యూస్
చక్కెర లేనిటువంటి తీపి ఎక్కడా రాదు
సో దేర్ కెనాట్ బి స్వీట్నెస్ విదౌట్ షుగర్
అదే రీతిగా ఎక్కడికి పోయినప్పటికీ మారినటువంటిది ఆ సత్ సత్ సత్
సో దట్ విచ్ ఈస్ చేంజ్లెస్ వేర్ ఎవర్ యూ గో ఇస్ ది సత్
సత్ అనగా అదే బీయింగ్ ఎప్పుడు ఉండేటువంటిది అది
సత్ ది ఎవర్ ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్
ఎక్కడికి పోయినా తీయగా ఉండేటువంటిది అది
ఇట్ ఇస్ నెక్టరైన్
తీపు మనకు అక్కడ చిక్కదు
అండ్ యూ డోంట్ గెట్
మన ఉంది ఉంటుంది
ఇట్ ఇస్ విత్ ఇన్ అస్
మన నుండి ఆవిర్భవించేటువంటి యొక్క ప్రేమనే ఆ తీపు
ఇట్ ఇస్ లవ్ దట్ కమ్స్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ అస్ ఇస్ నెక్టరైన్
ఆ ప్రేమను మనము విశేష సంబంధమైనది లేకుండా విశేష సంబంధమైనదిగా మనం మార్చుకోవాలి
ద నెక్టర్ ఆఫ్ లవ్ should be connected, should be related to God, not to the world.
Chakkara, chakkara, chakkara to samanamu.
It's equal to sugar.
Chitti.
Chit.
Chaitanya swarupamaina tuntadi.
It's of awareness.
Adi ye, konda paina posina neellu kindike edugutayi gaani paiki povu.
Water from the mountain top flows downward.
Adi kindike vastayi.
It flows downward.
Kabatti adi ye chaitanyamu.
That is chaitanya awareness.
Ee sattane tunte nippu guntalo pettina gaani velugu paike vastundi gaani kindiki povu.
Sat, the fire, always would move upward.
కనుక సత్ ఎప్పుడు ఉండేటువంటిది.
సో సత్ ఇస్ ఎవర్
ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్.
ఇట్స్ ఎవర్ ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్.
ఈ రెండింటి యొక్క ఏకత్వమే ఆనందము.
ది యూనిటీ ఆఫ్ ది టూ.
చక్కెర నీళ్ళలో కలిపినప్పుడు ఏమైపోతుంది? చక్కెర నీళ్ళలో కలిపినప్పుడు ఇది చక్కెర కాదు, నీళ్లు కాదు.
వెన్ వన్స్ యూ మిక్స్ షుగర్ ఇన్ వాటర్ ఇట్స్ నైదర్ షుగర్ నార్ వాటర్.
ఈ రెండు కాకుండా సిరప్ మాదిరి అవుతుంది.
ఇట్ టేక్స్ ద థర్డ్ వన్ ద సిరప్.
సత్ ప్రత్యేకంగా ఉంది, చిత్ ప్రత్యేకంగా ఉంటుండాలి.
సో సత్ అండ్ చిత్ ఆర్
అపార్ట్. ఈ రెండింటి యొక్క చేరికనే ఆనందంగా ఉంటుండాలి.
మిక్సింగ్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ టూ వుడ్ రిజల్ట్ ఇన్ బ్లిస్ ఆనందం.
సత్ అదే ఆత్మతత్వము.
ద సత్ విత్ ఇన్ అస్ ఇస్ ఆత్మ.
చిత్ ఈ దేహము.
చిత్ ఇస్ ద బాడీ.
ఈ దేహమునే స్త్రీ అన్నారు.
అండ్ దిస్ బాడీ ఇస్ ద ఉమెన్.
ఆ సత్తే పురుషుడు అన్నారు.
And the sat is masculine.
ఈ చిత్తునే ప్రకృతి అన్నారు.
The chit is nature.
ఆ యొక్క చైతన్యమునే పరమాత్మ అన్నారు.
The chaitanya
ప్రకృతి పరమాత్మ యొక్క ఏకత్వమే మానవత్వము.
The unity of the divinity, the humanity is the human life in general.
ప్రకృతి ఈ దేహము.
And the bodies of nature.
పరమాత్మ ఆత్మ.
God is ఆత్మ.
అదే దివ్యత్వము.
That is divinity.
అదే కాన్షియన్స్.
That is conscience.
ఈ కాన్షియన్స్ దేహం యొక్క సమూర్తమైనటువంటి స్వరూపమే మానవత్వము.
The conscience in the body together results in the human life.
కనుక ఇది అర్ధనారీశ్వర తత్వము మానవత్వము.
Human life is androgynous.
మానవుని యందే స్త్రీ తత్వం ఉండాలి, మానవుని యందే పురుషత్వం ఉంటుంది.
In fact, within every human being there is this masculine and the feminine nature.
ఈ రెండింటి ఏకత్వమే ఈ యొక్క మానవత్వము.
The combination of these two is a human being.
అర్ధనారీశ్వరుడనగా ప్రతి మానవుడు కూడా అర్ధనారీశ్వరుడు.
Everyone is Ardhanarishwara, androgynous.
Dehamu, stri.
Body is feminine.
Atma, purushudu.
Atma is masculine.
Atanu, chaitanya swarupudu.
Is one of awareness.
Atanu, divya swarupudu.
And is divine.
Rendintu yokka ekatvam okka manavuni ende untundadi.
The unit of these two you find in man.
Deenine Shivaratri annaru.
This is Shivaratri.
Ee rendintu yokka ekatvani gurinchi prabodhinchetundi tattvame శివతత్వము అన్నారు.
దట్ విచ్ స్పీక్స్ ఆఫ్ ద ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఆఫ్ యూనిటీ ఆఫ్ దీస్ టూ ఇస్ ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్ శివ.
ఈ పవిత్రమైన శివతత్వాన్ని ఈనాడు మరచి
దట్ సీక్రెట్నెస్ ఆఫ్ శివ
ఎడవనేటువంటి మలమూత్ర దుర్గంధ మాంసరక్తంతో కూడినటువంటిదిగా భావిస్తున్నారు.
ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇట్ గోస్ బై దిస్ ఇనర్ట్ డల్ బాడీ విచ్ ఇస్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ ఫీకల్ మ్యాటర్.
ఇది నిజమే, మలమూత్ర దుర్గంధ మాంసరక్తంతో కూడినటువంటి దీంతో ఉంటుండాలి.
But yet there lies divinity within.
Inta malinyamainatunte.
Yes, it's polluted.
Kani divyameena navyameinatunte atmatattvam cheyyatappudiki idantha nirmoolamaipothundi.
When once there's divine, ever fresh, ever novel, the new divinity within, it becomes atma.
Ee prapancha anusthani chupinchalante dehame manaku pradhanamu.
To set an ideal to this world, the body is important.
Deham cheta karmalu aacharinchi.
With this body we work.
Hrudayam cheta aanandinchi.
And we feel happy.
ఈ రెండింటి యొక్క ఏకత్వాన్ని మనం అనుభవించడమే నిజమైనటువంటి ఆత్మజ్ఞానము.
We should experience the unity of these two and experience the state of bliss.
శివ 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 శివయ నమః. జీవ చింతనల్ల బాకి కో నమనరా. శివ 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 నరరాధామి చింతనల్ల బాకి కో నమనరాధా. మెత్తి జగమంత తిరిగేరు ఓ చిత్తమా నీకెంత సిగ్గులేదు. అవన్నీ సుఖముల కల్లాడెదు నీకు అవలికి మిగిలే అది. శివ 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 ఒక ఊరి వారి శుద్ధులంటే మీరు సిద్ధమౌదురే తడు సిద్ధతోడ. ముద్దు ముద్దుగాను భగవత్ ముచ్చటలు చెప్పు వేళ వతికడ నుండరేళ ఓ చెవులా. శివ శివ మొచ్చు చెడ్డ పనులన్నీ చేయా నిమ్ము ఈశ్వరుండి తృష్టించినాడ. తెచ్చుకొని చేతులారా తెలివి ఇంకనైనా నీరు సత్యదక హరి భజన చేయ. మీరు కని కని కనియును కనివిలేదు క్షణమును దైవ సన్నిధి నిలువగ కనులారా కడుక చమ్మటి ఓ కనులారా కడుక శివ 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 పాటలు పాడిన ఫలమేమి మంచి మాటలు నేర్చిన మహిమేమి సూటిగా పెద్దల బాటలో నడిచిన సుఖమను మూటలు దొరుకునుగా శివ 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 దొరికిన సుందర సాయిని సులచన చేయగ చూతురుగా పలు బొమ్మలకే పడి పడి నొక్కిన పలు బొమ్మలకే పడి పడి నొక్కిన భక్తి శ్రద్ధలతో బతుకుదురా శివ శివ సులకంబువలె మీరు పరుగిడి వగిరించి తిరుగుతురే క్షణమును సత్సంగములో నిలువగ సాధ్యము కాదా చరణములా మీకు సాధ్యము కాదా చరణములా శివ 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 రాజా శివా సుతలెల్ల బాపి కొండ మన రాజా శివ వ్యక్తి జగమంత తిరిగేరు మీ చిత్తమా నీ కొంత సిగ్గులేడు అవనికు కమ్మిన కల్లారెడు మీకు అవనికి మిగిలేదు అది లేదు